I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to David Ross, who's probably best known as the Creative Placemaking Coordinator for the Arts Commission of Toledo. A good fit for Ross, a Toledo native and a previous YAW student. That's the Art Commission's Young Artist at Work program. He's also a muralist, music producer, videographer, and boxing coach. It was actually through boxing and his previous time with YAW that brought David to where he is today.
And I was a volunteer boxing coach for Soul City Boxing. The actual YAW was doing a mural on the boxing gym that I work out of, and I ran into Mark Folk. He was a supervisor at the time when I was working at YAW, and now he's the director. And they actually, he recognized me, and he ain't seen me in over 20 years. It was funny.
Boxing also brought David to another aspect of his work in Toledo, advocacy, particularly the fight against gun violence.
At my gym, we would have about 30 kids a day. It was decreasing because we were losing kids. When they got a certain age where it's I have to feed my family or I have to feed myself, then that's when they went to the streets. And we lost a lot of kids to gun violence. You know, so it was like it was beginning to be something that I seen going to get out of hand. And I had a program called Pick One where I was going into schools, just introducing kids to different career paths instead of just an entry-level job or something, introducing them to the career path. And I met with someone from the juvenile courts, and they were saying, since our program has been in the community, violence decreased 20%. And then COVID happened. And after COVID happened, it actually got worse because kids had something to do. But after COVID, it was just them roaming around, finding trouble.
Local news stations have been documenting the spike in gun violence since the beginning of the pandemic. Last week, Kayla Molander of 13 ABC News chronicled a normal month for Toledo. On Monday, a 17-year-old was arrested and charged in connection to a double murder. 1 week later, a 16-year-old was shot while standing outside an abandoned house. Then, a 15-year-old shot and killed one person while firing at police officers. Just before that, at the end of March, a 17-year-old was found guilty of the murder of a woman at an afternoon house party. David, whose favorite way to connect with youth is through the arts, saw these statistics and realized something needed to change.
There's different ways to reduce violence, and one of them is giving these kids and these youth, giving them art and giving them expression, because that's what they're lacking, expression and empathy and all these different things that art give you. That was the way I was doing it. I was doing it through art. It just came to the point where now it's just like we had to address it a different way. I would like to get back to doing murals with kids and having kids do things to make them feel better. You know what I mean? But it's a reality going on right now that they have to worry about survival, not just hunger survival, like actual literal violence survival.
Realizing these students might need more than art has pushed David into working, as he mentioned earlier, with various initiatives. He co-chairs the Stop the Violence Committee. He's connected to youth groups, boxing gyms, and football teams, all looking to keep kids busy and off the streets. He also mentioned he's not working alone. Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavich recently announced the hiring of a program manager, Juwan Armour, to develop a city strategy to reduce gun violence affecting Toledo's youth. But these programs need support.
They're trying to help these kids, but they don't have the resources to do it. And like if we all came together and help everyone who's trying to do something, you know, we can get some success, actually. You know, so I always urge people to just do a little. Do whatever you can. But watching kids walk around in circles looking for something to do is, like, you know, get them and tell them to cut their grass or show them something or do something, like, you know, or support anybody that's doing something, because the reason why it is the way it is right now is because so many people did nothing for so long.
David has plans. Plans for the summer, especially as COVID seems to lighten. It's work with the Arts Commission, but it's also work, as he mentioned earlier, with the various initiatives and community-based programs here in Toledo.
For the summer, I want to help several people, you know, get their summer camps going. There's a lot of people who want to do summer camps, and I'm meeting with them now and helping them frame how that looks and how they can actually install, like, beautification and all these different career paths, like the hidden jewels of creative placemaking. I try to teach youth that, you know, in the Black community, because who better to engage, to teach organizations how to engage the Black community than little Black kids, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of trying to install all of those things like beautification and creative placemaking in the minds of these young kids, so as they grow older, they'll have the knowledge base to do it. Because a kid will have 8 negative opportunities before they have 1 good one. So if more people gave more opportunities for jobs, more opportunities for good conversations, until people get that in their head, it'll never be, you know, the way it needs to be. I feel like it's going to be successful over the summertime. I feel like we're going to see some reduction of violence and some kids getting some work opportunities and a lot of stuff going to go good. And, you know, everything is pretty much looking good and set up to be successful.
After months of COVID, the potential success awaiting David this summer means the world to him. It could mark the return of a community gathering together to support its youth and ultimately its future. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.